So you decided to take on the task of writing the play for the Playhouse this year.
James Peck and myself did that. It was I wrote the scenario for it, and then we actually wrote the script together. So we wrote the scenario, the outline of the story, and then when we started rehearsals, we improvised and made up lines to fit in the scene, and then we wrote those lines in. And then James did editing of it, and he did the sort of like final draft of it.
Well, it turned out super well. I mean, this was your first performance of it, and that definitely pretty seamless, I gotta say that. And all the characters well developed. Another person in the audience was super surprised that some of the characters are played by one person will play multiple characters, but you can't even tell the
Ooh,
difference.
well, that's thank you very much, person in the audience. That's a goal of any actor.
And this play is completely family friendly, which is always something that's awesome about the Playhouse's Christmas shows.
Yes, we really want audience of all ages to have a great time, and so we have jokes in there, that are we try to keep all ages entertained. So adults, we have jokes for you, and the kids will definitely enjoy all of the jokes.
And the kids love, and well, the adults too, love the audience participation. It's just crazy awesome.
Yeah, that was a real interesting experiment. I didn't know how it would work because this audience participation is just a key factor in the English pantomime tradition, which is what this show is comes out of. And in England, people all over the country, people do pantomimes, and everyone in the whole country goes to see pantomimes and knows the rules of the game. So we weren't sure if people would nip at that worm of us getting people involved, but they were. They loved it. It was really exciting.
Whenever somebody says pantomime, a lot of times people will think like a white-faced mime.
Yeah, and I'm sad to say I don't have any other reason to like any background to give why they used that word specifically, but it doesn't refer to that. It refers to a Christmas show, often with the lead characters played by cross-gender, with lots of call and response, with an evil villain that everyone boos, with silly songs and lots of puns.
Oh gosh, this whole thing is littered with puns. I was like, you should be in the pun off.
A big shout out to Jackie Dandineau for the fantastic ba-dum-chinks that she provides throughout.
Oh yeah, the two person band is quite fabulous.
Yes. And
Awesome.
there's also the Blue Lake Choir, which is a community choir, of course, from Blue Lake. They're a group of community members who get together because they love singing, and they came to bring songs to this show, and then we threw them into the play. So we have they're doing crowd scenes, and it's just been a lot of fun getting them on stage working with us.
And you have guests you also bring in from the community as well to do certain spots. So it's a different show every night, basically.
We have two guests every single night. They're different every night. This is a tradition with the Playhouse's holiday show every year. It's one of my favorite parts. It's just it keeps the show alive and connected with our whole artistic community here in Humboldt.
Who are some of the other guests that'll be coming up?
We've got Art Jones and Tisha Sloan and Sienna Nelson, Donald Forrest, Sam McNeill, Bandemonium, and Shoshana, just to name a few.
That's wonderful. Sweet. And so people get to see a little bit of extra. So if they come on multiple nights, it's a different show
Yeah,
every single
a
night.
little extra treat.
Awesome. Well, they should come on out. Totally family friendly. Definitely worth a couple hours of your time.
Well, thank you. I think so.